You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus is our ultimate treasure. Discover what Jesus said about selling our possessions in week two of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
Okay, this is our second week again. I wish Jesus didn't say that. Sabi po natin last week. This is really all about the hard sayings of Jesus. Things that are hard to accept and things that are hard to do. But nevertheless, things that we ought to actually take to heart and do. Okay, medyo mahirap, pero yun ang sinasabi ni Jesus. Hindi po ako nagsabi, kundi si Jesus mismo. And last week, we talked about one of the hardest thing to do, not a very natural thing for people to do, is to love your enemies. Tama po ba? Tingnan niyo yung katabi niyo. Hindi niyo enemy yan, ha? Alright? Pero, you know, that's one of the most difficult thing to do is to love your enemy. Pero yun ang sabi ni Jesus, eh. And then we said that when you understand the love of Jesus, it's actually easier to love your enemies. And again, yung nag-uusapan talaga natin dyan, when you talk about this, is really lordship. No? In all this service, in all these 4 weeks na pinag-uusapan po natin yung I wish Jesus didn't say that, it all boils down to lordship. Pag sinayang po natin ng lordship, again, what we mean is master. So he's the master of our lives. So siya yung nasusunod. And he calls the shot. So every time I remember that word, naalala ko po yung Passenger 57 ni Wesley Snipes. Matagal na po yun. Huwag niyo na lang po isipin. Alright? Pero that was the time nung hinijack nung bad guy yung aeroplano. Tinanong niya, he went into the cockpit with a gun in his hand and asked the question, who is in control of this plane? And the pilot, senior pilot said, I am. He shot the guy and then he asked the question again, who's in control of this plane? Sabi nung assistant pilot, you are. Parang ganun po yung picture when you talk about lordship. He is the God, it's God who is calling the shot, hindi ikaw. Siya yung nasusunod. And also, has the last word. So pag sinabi ni Lord, ito na yung sinabi ni Lord, ito yung gusto mo, pero sabi ni Lord ito, sinusundin mo. When you talk about lordship, ibig sabihin nung siya yung nasusunod sa lahat ng ginagawa natin. And so, again, John chapter 14, verse 15 says, again, this is about lordship. If you love me, you'll obey what I command. When we say that we love Jesus, it will really test our hearts when Jesus starts telling us to do things that are not easy to accept. And today is another, you know, is no exception. Because what Jesus said today, medyo nakakatakot at mahirap gawin. Ito po yung sabi niya na pag-uusapan natin ngayon. Sell all that you have. Handa na po ba kayo? Okay, pakilabas na po ninyo yung cellphone, ibibenta po na, what I'm saying. But this is what Jesus is gonna say. Pero tingnan po natin, ano bang ibig sabihin ito? Kasi baka mamaya ma-out of context, you just take it out of context, hindi mo maintindihan. Hindi naman pala yun yung sinasabi ni Jesus. Really, let's talk about this today. May I invite everyone to please stand as we read God's Word today. We will be reading from Luke chapter 18, verses 18 through 27. Luke 18, verses 18 through 27. This is a very familiar story which actually can work against me and anyone who's speaking. Kasi napaka-familiar ng story, sabihin nyo, ay, narinig ko na yan, wala na akong matututunan dyan. No? So mag-shut off na yung mind nyo. Or pag narinig nyo po yung story, sabihin natin, malalaman, pag binasa po natin, malalaman, ay, rich man, hindi naman ako rich eh. So this is not for me. Okay, so please, I pray that you will just open your mind and your heart today as we hear God's word. Alright? So, ito pong sabi, verse 18. And a ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. And he said, all this I have kept from my youth. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack. Say that. One thing you still lack.
One thing you still lack.
Sell all that you have and distribute to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. When he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. Jesus, seeing that he had become sad, said, how difficult it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. For it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. And those who heard it said, "Then who can be saved?" But he said, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you are alive and that you are active. Thank you, Lord God, that your Holy Spirit is present here today. And we invite him and the Holy Spirit to work in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may now take your seats. You know, when you think about this story, again, it's very common. And what Jesus have here was a young man. No, pagka inisip mo yung young man na to, isipin mo, you know, when you think about this young man, when you look at his profile, makikita mo parang ideal to. No, when you think of an ideal man, ladies, when you think, ladies, may mga single ladies po ba rito? Can you please raise your hand, single ladies? Yung mga ideal man, no, talagang ito yung makikita mo sa kanya. Ang lupit nitong mama na to eh. Kasi pag dinignan mo yung story niya, actually this story that we read, you can actually find it in Matthew 19 and in Mark chapter 10. But we're only looking at Luke chapter 18. But it's all same story, no? But pero meron kasi kanya iba-iba kasing punto eh yung sinasabi ng mga writers. Pero at this point, makikita lang natin. Let's just explain to you. Ano ba yung profile nitong tao na to? This is a guy. Ito ang ganda ng profile ng mama na to eh. Okay, ito yung description niya. He's rich, okay? Sabi dun sa text, he's affluent, ibig sabihin because he's a ruler. 'Di ba? And then he's young. According to Matthew chapter 19, makikita mo ron, yung word na ginamit doon, yung Greek word na ginamit doon, na young, ibig sabihin, not in his 40s. So talagang bata pa yon. Kasi during that time, yung 30, yun yung okay ka na. No? Batang-bata ka pa noon, nung 30. No? Ngayon, medyo pag 30, medyo may edad ka na eh. No? O depende rin yun, no? Depende lang. No? Kasi 40 na ako eh. Alright. But and he's a ruler and he's spiritually inclined. Na parang pagkat tinignan mo yung profile nitong mama na to, talagang ito yung ideal mo. That you know, you're looking for, if you're a single person, you're a believer, you're a Christian, you would look for someone like this guy. Mayaman na, matalino pa, gandang lalaki, spiritually inclined pa. No, talagang merong dating. Di ba? Talagang lahat ginagawa niya, napaka-successful nitong tao na ito, when you think about it. And in the eyes of people, talagang okay siya. Talagang ikaw na. So when this guy came to Jesus, he was wondering, kasi successful siya in life, and he wanted to make sure, okay, when I say spiritually inclined, because he came to Jesus. Jesus did not come to him. It was him who came to Jesus asking a question. Alright, let's look at our text today. Okay, a ruler, and the ruler asked him, okay, sabi niya, good teacher. Sabi niya, good teacher. You know, he actually recognized that Jesus is a good teacher. What must I do to inherit the eternal life? That was his question. Napa-inclined siya kasi he wanted to make sure that yes, he's successful in life, but he wanted to make sure na sigurado rin siya in heaven. Okay, kaya tinatanong niya yung tanong niya. And then tinanong niya si Jesus, Jesus, good teacher. And tanong niya sa kay Jesus, good teacher. Now when you think about good teacher, not a lot of rabbis during that time would be called good rabbi. They don't actually connote that. When this guy actually said to Jesus, good teacher, what he's actually saying is this, what Jesus said after the verse, okay? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? What is so big thing about being good? Because no rabbi is being called good rabbi. Because when you connote a good rabbi, when you add that word good to a teacher, what you're actually referring is what Jesus said here. No one is good except God alone. No one is good except God alone. So a rabbi, when you talk to a rabbi during their time, a religious leader, you would never call him good rabbi or good teacher, because when you say that, what you're saying is you are putting him at the same pedestal with God. And so what Jesus is saying, why call me good? No one is good except God. Now, let me just bring this correction as well, clarification. What Jesus is not saying by this, okay, he's not saying he's not God. But what he's saying is this. Okay, he was actually asking the ruler, answering his question by another question. Diba? Sometimes it's easier that way. Diba? When you're asked a question, you know, you would see that Jesus loves doing that. People would ask him a question and then he would also ask them a question. Why? Because he wanted to see what's really in their heart. So what really Jesus is saying here, when he said, good teacher, sabi ni Jesus, taka, why are you calling me good teacher? Walang ibang good, kundi si God lang. What he is saying, do you really understand what you're saying? So kung sa Tagalog pa yan, parang sinasabi ni Jesus, talaga? Kinasabi niya kasi kay Jesus, you're God. Okay, you're God. And I want to understand from you, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Again, kung medyo bata-bata ka, hindi talagang tatanong mo. Sasabihin mo, weh. Di ba? Parang sinasabi niya, weh, talaga? Or di nga. Jesus is actually challenging his mindset. Actually challenging what he's saying. Because he's saying, Jesus, you're good. You're a good teacher. But Jesus actually asked him a question. Do you really understand what you're saying? Because if you really believe that he is God, actually the question would not be, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Because if he understood who Jesus is, what he would do is he would fall down on his face and ask Jesus for mercy and forgiveness. Obviously, he didn't know who Jesus is. Obviously, he didn't understand who is he talking to. That is why Jesus had to let him know. Naiintindihan mo ba yung sinasabi mo? And I think many times as Christians today, we ought to be asking the same question. That when we say that Jesus is Lord of my life, does that really reflect the way we live? When we say, Jesus, you're my Lord. Jesus, you're my Lord over everything of my life. Talaga ba? Would Jesus say it to you as well? Talaga? Weh. Or would Jesus really believe what you're saying? So after that, Jesus said, you know the commandments. Diba? Inisa-isa ni Jesus. Okay, sabi ni Jesus, do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother. You know, you know what's so amazing about this? When you look at this, this is the commandment number 5 to 9. Sino pong makapagsasabi alin po yung command number 9 dyan? Huwag na lang po, hindi po to test. Alright. I can just imagine this young rich ruler, okay, naiintindihan niya nung binanggit ni Jesus to, I'm just thinking, it's not in the Bible, okay, I'm just trying to figure out how this guy works, okay? Parang sinasabi niya kay Jesus, ang bihira naman Jesus to. Hindi niya alam yung order ng Ten Commandments. Kasi pag dinignan mo yan, yung do not commit adultery, that's number 7. Yung do not murder, that's number 6. Yung do not steal, that's number 8. Yung do not bear false witness is number 9. And honor your father and mother is number 5. So parang sinasabi siya, good teacher ba talaga to? Pa'n di niya alam yung order? And then when you think about this, when you look at the commandments, okay, this is actually the external part of the Ten Commandments. Ito yung nakikita mo eh. Di ba? Wala namang minurder mo tapos hindi nakita eh. Di ba? O wala namang nagdakaw ka na hindi nakikita eh. These are all the external part of the commandments. And the amazing thing about this is how this young man answered him. And he said, all this I have kept from my youth. All this. Ikaw na. Yeah, parang gusto mo sabihin, ikaw na. Parang kung si Dito Boy, baka usap niya, sabihin sa kanya ni Dito Boy, young, rich young ruler, ikaw na. Yeah, parang, ang lupit eh. The ideal man, di ba? And when you think about this, kasi, hindi imagine ko lang sinabi ni Jesus yung Ten Commandments, yung 5 to 9, tapos hindi in order, parang sinasabi niya, okay. Yeah, I've done that. Been there, done that. I have the shirt. Okay, parang ganon. You know, I got that. I got that all in order. Hello, can't you see? I'm not even 40 and I have all these things. I've done all that. And yung mga rabbi, alam nila, and yung mga religious people, alam nila yung sagot dyan. Kasi the rabbi would always tell them, this is how to do it. If you want to be good with God, follow all the commands and keep away from sin. Okay, ito yung external. Nakikita eh. But what's really amazing is what Jesus said after. Sabi niya, when Jesus heard this, he said to him, one thing you still lack. And this must have really surprised this rich young ruler. Huh? Hello? I've done it all. What do you mean I still lack one thing? Jesus said, you still lack one thing. You know, that's only part of verse 21. Mark, let's look at Mark 10:21. Itong sabi ni Jesus. You know, when Jesus heard this man professing his self-righteousness, professing that he has done it all. Okay, when he said, I have to be careful with this kasi, I have kept all of this from my youth. All right? Ibig parang sinasabi niya, I've done this all. You know, I followed all these things. I followed all the commandments. I followed all that 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 commandments. And number 10, of course, but siguro number 10, kasi thou shalt not covet. Siguro hindi niya rin ginagawa yun, no? But this is what Mark, this is how Mark described him. Jesus looking at him, loved him. Jesus looking at him, loved him. Jesus looking at this man intently. When he heard that this man professed that he has done it all right by his own, on his own merit, Jesus looked at him, loved him, reaching out to him, said, you lack one thing. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. Let's go back to, you know, and that's amazing. No? See, Jesus talaga compassionate. Diba talaga, Jesus does not want this man to leave him in more trouble than he was. Because when he came to Jesus, remember, Jesus did not come to him. It was him who came to Jesus, wanting to know what must he do to inherit the kingdom, you know, the kingdom of God, or what must he do to inherit eternal life. He was asking the right question. But Jesus showed him, loving him, showed him something else. And look, let's go back. Okay, verse 20 says, sell all that you have. This is what you lack. Sell all that you have. Sell all that you have. Because really, when you think about this, this is lordship. But what God is saying, okay, this is the second part of verse 22, okay? Sabi niya kanina, you still lack one thing. Ano yung one thing na yun? Tinatanong niya siguro, what is that one thing I lack? Okay, ginawa ko na lahat yung commandments. Ano yung na-miss ko, Jesus? What did I miss? And then Jesus said, sell all. Sell all that you have. Because lordship is all about Jesus being the Lord of all. Because if he's not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all. Really, when you think about this, it's not about the money that he has. But what Jesus is saying here, now he's exposing his heart. Yes, you've been doing all this external thing. Okay, you've been following the commandments. You've been going to church. You've been attending church. You've been giving your tithe. You've been reading your word. But you know, you can actually do all those stuff, doing all the right things, and your heart can still be so far away from God. And Jesus was exposing his heart. So I mean, sell all that you have. You know, it's interesting because Jesus did not say this to all people that he talked to, but this particular young ruler, he did not say this to Peter. He did not say this to you remember Zacchaeus? You know when Zacchaeus met them in chapter 3 of John? Jesus did not tell him. Jesus did not tell Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus, sell all that you have and give it to the poor. No, Jesus did not do that to Zacchaeus. Jesus did not do that to other believers. But to this particular guy, Jesus asked him and told him, sell all that you have. Pero ngayon nag-iisip ka, Pastor, wala naman ako eh. So that's not a big issue for me. No? Kasi when you really think about this, this is exposing the heart. Because what you're saying here, okay, sabi ni Jesus, sell all that you have, not only sell that you have, okay? Kasi madali lang isell eh. And you still have it, di ba? Benta mo. Nasa iba rin yung pera. No, what Jesus is saying, no, when you sell it, distribute it to the poor. Other translation said, Matthew said, give it to the poor. Give all to the poor. Because what Jesus is saying is that, you know, lordship is all about me being Lord of your life. and doing what I'm asking you to do. And not only that, he said, then you will have treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven. Treasure in heaven versus treasure on earth. Jesus was offering him a treasure in heaven. What Pastor Romel read earlier in our offering says, true wealth, true riches. What Jesus is offering this man. And then sabi niya, and come, follow me. Come, follow me. Lordship is really about a daily walk with Christ. A daily walk with Christ. What Jesus is saying here, okay, is he's asking this man to sell all that you have. Make me the Lord of your life. Make me the Lord of your life. Give all that you have to other people. And trust me. Stop trusting what you've been doing, but trust what I am doing. Come, follow me. He actually exposed his heart. Verse 23 said, but when he heard these things, he became very sad, for he was extremely rich. When he heard this, he became extremely rich. Let me go back to that. He was extremely rich. Now, what does this tell us? You see, Jesus was actually exposing his heart, like what I said. The second part of the Ten Commandments, he was able to follow. But when Jesus showed them and asked him to sell all that he has, he went home very sad. Why? Because he couldn't let go of what gives him significance. He couldn't let go of what gives him identity. He couldn't let go of the very thing that was giving him security. Yun yung security niya. Security niya, mayaman siya. Security niya yun. That's where he finds his success. What Jesus is saying, you want me to be the Lord of your life? Sell all that you have. Now again, maaaring hindi ka mayaman today. And Jesus is also asking you the same thing. You know, if you want me to be the Lord of your life, what is that one thing that you lack? What is that one thing? What is that one thing that you're doing right now or that you have right now na nagiging source ng identity mo? Na nagiging source ng security mo? Na nagiging source ng worth mo? Jesus is saying you still lack one thing. And then when he said this, this is what the others said in verse 26. Those who heard him said, then who can be saved? Who can be saved? Then Jesus said this. But he said, what is impossible with man is possible with God. What is impossible with man is possible with God. You know, when you think about this, when you read the entire story, parang akala mo it's all about the money. The truth is, it's really not about the money. The truth is, it's all about who is your master. The truth is, when you look at this story, it will tell you, it exposes the heart of the young rich ruler. Sino ba talaga yung boss niya? Nasaan ba talaga yung security niya? And Jesus exposed that by saying to him, you still lack one thing. Sell all that you have and give it to the poor and follow me. Making Jesus the Lord of our lives is not just difficult. Do you find that difficult? You know, submit everything to Jesus. It's difficult, right? It's not just difficult. It's actually impossible. It is impossible. That's why Jesus said, okay, pag binasa mo yun, it is easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. You know, what Jesus is saying is that it is actually impossible for us to make him the Lord of our lives. It is impossible for us to actually save ourselves. It is impossible for us, but God made a way. So when you look at this, the story of this is really all about lordship. That is why in Matthew chapter 6, this is what it says. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. You know, the word, actually, the Greek word for money there is mammon. No? And it actually connotes greed. And when you talk about the spirit of greed, it's really not a matter of how much you have. You can have little and still be greedy. And you can have much and you can still be greedy. What Jesus is saying to the young rich ruler, you cannot serve God and your money. You have to make a choice. Who will be your master? Is Jesus the master of your life? Now to end, you know, when you think of that, in the story, Jesus said to the young rich ruler, one thing you still lack. Because he thought it was okay. He was doing the right things. But Jesus said to him, sell all that you have. But that might not be your one thing today. Jesus might not be asking you to sell all that you have. But in that story, that's what Jesus is saying. But what my question to you today is this. What is the one thing that's still holding you back in making Jesus the Lord of your life? What is that one thing? Maybe you could relate to the young rich ruler. It's about this money. Or maybe it's really not about money. Maybe it's about greed. Because you don't have to have much to be greedy. Or maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your business that's giving you security and identity. What is that one thing that's holding you back from making Jesus the Lord of your life? You know, I want to end with this story before we sing. You know, talking about the banquet, talking about the building. The reason why we're building a building is not so that we can have a building. No, the reason we're doing it because we want to train the next generation. And there was one time, one student actually in our phase one building, yung unang building po natin, there was this young man who attended a banquet. He was a college student. He didn't have much, but he saw the vision of what God is doing. And he made God the Lord of his life. And he made God the Lord of his money. So he gave all that he had. Okay, that evening, he only had 100 pesos in his pocket. And he said, I'm going to give it all to this building. You know what happened to him? A few years later, he was given a scholarship in London. He studied in London, and he was also given another, you know, scholarship of his masteral in the same school. 2 years ago, when we started the building phase two, he came back because he was about to get married. Okay, he was going to go and ask the hand of his fiancée. Okay, and then he visited the building and he saw what he saw something magnificent. Sasabi niya, wow, ganito kalayo, inabot na 100 ko. No, kita niya bilhin ko, ito yung inabot na 100 piso ko na binigay. You know why? Because it's not about the amount. It's about being Lord of all. Jesus being the Lord of all. And he gave that one. And then he said, wow, this is so amazing. And then he said, now that I can give more, I want to give to that building phase two. You know, and when before he left, he gave more than 100 pesos this time. He gave 500. 500,000 pesos. Why? Because Jesus is the Lord of his money. Jesus is the Lord of his wallet. Maybe it's not finances for you. What is that one thing that Jesus is asking you to give up so that he will be the Lord of all of your life?